Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Oops. Alleluia. You know, I wondered how many of you I would catch with that, and I don't think I did. But when we come in here to this Christmas season, what we are do is beginning this process that leads to that cross, which is the reason we're all sitting here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that gift of the cross and the promise of eternal life we receive from it. Christianity was not called Christianity until about the 300s. Before that, it was called the promise. And stop and think about that for a second. We belong to a religion that's a Jewish sect called the promise. When you start looking at things that way, it's a little different, isn't it? Because it's the promise that's important, isn't it? So, as we're doing this today, I thought a couple things. What would be important to stress? And that's one of the reasons I picked, "For unto us a child is born today" by Handel. Because we read the scripture. But I thought, here is that scripture put in a format that is pure joy. That's not an easy thing to sing either, let me tell you. But Handel's Messiah, which is 6 hours long if you do the whole thing, starts with "Comfort ye my people in every valley," which is a tenor solo, and the very next thing is, "For unto us a child is born." Why is that so important? Because without God giving us himself, remember, Emmanuel means what? God with us. Without him giving us that, what do we have? Nothing. Nothing. But yet, when we look at that scripture, let me pull this up again, if you want to look at it with me. It's on the bottom, I got to put my glasses on, page 2. Is that what I'm seeing? All right, bottom of page 2. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. In his light, those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has a light shone. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." What in the heck does that mean? Is he going to rule us? But he's not going to be the actual government. It's on his shoulders. He expects us to stand up to the plate, doesn't he? Think about that. Become a Christian means you stand up for what you believe, don't we? So, does Jesus say, "I'm going to come back because I'm going to do everything for you, and you don't have to do anything"? Heck no. Thank you, Gene. Could you be a little more clear about that? But you see my point? We sometimes get this idea that as Christians, you know, everything's done for us, so we don't have to do anything. No. As Edmund Blake said in 1750, the only way for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. All right, so as Christians, are we expected to stand for Jesus Christ? Yes. Then let's go on. "And his name shall be called." One of the things I got a kick out of, if you notice in the scripture, it says, "Wonderful Counselor." But yet in the music, it said, "Wonderful Break Counselor." There's a comma in the King James that's not in here. Power of a comma. So is his name just Wonderful Counselor, or is it wonderful by itself? It's wonderful by itself. And he's our counselor. What is a counselor? Isn't that a friend? Somebody who stands by you in thick and thin, says, maybe you should try this. Is that important? I think so too. Mighty God, everlasting Father. Now, wait a second. I thought this was Jesus. Mighty God, everlasting Father. What is that referring to? The Trinity. You know, all you have to do is read this and think about it for a little bit. There's the Trinity. Does it say, all right, this is the Trinity, boys and girls. You have to study this to know that. No. It doesn't say that at all. What it says, everlasting Father and mighty God. He is our mighty God, and he is not only our everlasting, eternal, and most powerful Father, but he's our Prince of Peace. So today, as we contemplate the birth and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, say a prayer and thank you to him, because this started that long process that ends right there in our eternal salvation. And may this salvation keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.